Finding alternative ways to get health care services to veterans who live in rural areas, far away from VA medical centers, has been a priority for Jerry Moran since his early days in the U.S. House of Representatives.
I represented a congressional district that was larger than the state of Illinois. The first district of Kansas has lots of square miles, no VA hospital. So what we've been interested in is how do you get services when there's no VA hospital close by? How do you get services to those veterans? And the answer initially was outpatient clinics.
In part due to Moran's efforts, the VA now operates 15 outpatient clinics in communities across Kansas. But there are still parts of the state, especially in the West, where veterans have to drive a long way to get to one of those clinics.
But if you're a 92-year-old World War II veteran in Atwood, Kansas, how do you get to an outpatient clinic in Hayes or Burlington? There are many veterans whose problems we did not solve.
So last year, Moran helped push for and pass something called the Veterans Choice Act. It requires the VA to pay local doctors for providing care to veterans if they live more than 40 miles from the nearest VA healthcare facility. But there's a problem. Moran says the VA seems intent on undermining the law. He says the agency's stricter than necessary interpretation of the 40-mile rule is an example of that. So is its decision to enforce the rule, even when the nearest VA facility doesn't provide the services that a particular veteran needs.
The VA is interpreting this legislation in a way that makes it difficult for veterans to access that health care. And the hope that the Choice Act provided, while it's beneficial to some, in some instances it's working well, in many instances the VA, it seems to me, has gone out of its way to make it less likely that veterans get the services they need.
Finally, Moran says he's convinced VA officials want to divert Choice Act funding to other priorities, such as completing a new medical center in Denver that has suffered huge cost overruns.
Because of, in my view, the VA's desire to protect its resources internally. They don't like writing checks to something outside the VA. They want to keep the resources within the VA.
VA Secretary Robert McDonald responded to Moran's charges at a recent meeting of healthcare journalists, including Heartland Health Monitor's Brian Thompson.
McDonald rejects the notion that the VA is trying to undermine the Choice program.
Despite what you may have heard, we're very much in favor of community care. Right now, even before the Choice Act, 20% of our appointments have been outside in the community. 20%. So it's hard to say we're not in favor of community care. We are, and it's a good thing for us.
Much of the criticism about how the VA has implemented the Choice program has centered around the 40-mile distance requirement. McDonald says the agency has listened and is willing to make adjustments.
We're reinterpreting the 40 miles. Because that was done in conference, working with Senator Moran and others, we think we can now reinterpret that as driving distance. And we think that will double the number of veterans able to use the Choice program.
Moran sees that as a step in the right direction, but he says the VA is still being too restrictive. If the nearest clinic doesn't have the services a veteran needs, he or she should be able to see their local doctor at the VA's expense. McDonald says his hands are tied. The agency is simply implementing the law as Moran and his colleagues wrote it.
It's actually written in the bill that it's distance measured from a community-based outpatient clinic or other facility, regardless of whether that facility has the service. Now, I know Senator Moran and others would like us to interpret it differently. What we're unable to do is change the bill to say from a location where you get service.
Moran says legislation to make that change is pending and will pass, but he insists McDonald has more flexibility than he's acknowledging. And Moran continues to be concerned that the VA seeks to siphon money from the Choice program to fund other priorities.
There's a constant effort to try to underfund the Choice Act, and then it's self-perpetuating. Many veterans are talking to us how frustrating it is to try to get the service. Because it's so frustrating they don't use it or can't use it, then the VA says, well, there's just not enough demand for this service.
McDonald says Congress gives the VA a budget with more than 70 line items, and he doesn't have the flexibility to transfer funding from one item to another. He uses a household budget as an analogy.
You've got a bank account for gas. You've got a bank account for food. The price of gasoline drops in half. You're hungry. You want food for your family. You can't move money from that gas account to the food account. Does that make sense to you?
Perhaps not, but Moran says it also doesn't make sense to deny care to rural veterans because contractors building the VA Medical Center in Denver can't stay on budget. I'm Brian Thompson.